Sometimes when I get a car for testing that I've been looking forward to for a while, it is both exciting and disappointing at the same time. And that is exactly what happened when I drove the Audi RS6 Avant Performance Quattro last week. Let me say up front, I absolutely love this car. It's simply awesome. Inside it fits me perfectly. Not something I can say about many cars. It's powered by the familiar 4-litre bi-turbo TFSI petrol engine. This transfers to all four wheels through the brilliant Quattro drivetrain and an 8-speed sports automatic transmission. Start the engine, hear that V8 burble and away you go. It will happily potter around town without fuss, but ask more of it, it simply explodes into action. 0 to 100 km/h times of 3.4 seconds, and a top speed of 280 km/h speak to its supercar performance. Now to the disappointment. The last time I was lucky enough to drive it was at Phillip Island Racetrack, and blasting around that track at speeds up to 250 km/h was exhilarating. Unfortunately, driving the RS6 around town and on the freeways is like having the best racehorse and confining it to a paddock to trot around in. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Australians are increasingly choosing electrified vehicles, but before you make that big decision, make sure you do your research first at ecocarguide.com.au. Log on today for a full guide to the new Audi Q8 50 e-tron Quattro. There's details on the big changes that Toyota's made to their hybrid range, and what's this, an e-hybrid Jeep coming to Australia? Get the details on the compass at ecocarguide.com.au.